Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon. Mike Coates here, continuing swing time for today, Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 2024. Also, my thanks to colleague John Yule for stomping us off with some excellent jazz. I first encountered the artist on my opening track as a bluesman in Los Angeles around the late 1950s. However, on our opening track, he appears not only to have changed styles somewhat, but also content. As in any walks of life, blues performers come and go. But the blues, a cornerstone of our music, remains constant. The violinist on the opening track was Don Sugarcane Harris, and his group were Don Sugarcane Harris on violin, Dewey Terry, electric piano, Volker Kriegel, electric guitar, Gunther Lentz, bass, and Todd Kennedy on drums. It was recorded in Villingen in Germany, which accounts for some of the German names on the performance, on the 25th or 27th of September 1973. And the title, Third Time Suspicious. An unusual title there, which I regret I am unable to explain. Fortunately, all tune titles are not so obscure and do exactly what it explains on the tin. Guitarist Howard Alden features on two tracks today, but here the group is, for the second time appearing on Swing Time, the Dan Barrett Octet. The track is called Strictly Instrumental, and we have on in the lineup Warren Vacher cornet, Dan Barrett trombone, Ken Poplawski on clarinet and tenor, Chuck Wilson alto, Dick Wellstud on piano, Howard Alden on guitar, Jack Lesberg bass, and Jackie Williams on drums. Recorded at Penny Lane Studios in New York City in June 1987. And the title of the track, Strictly Instrumental.
Thank you.
Strictly instrumental from the Dan Barrett Octet. As I mentioned, guitarist Howard Alden also features on the next track. It's on the Concord album, Concord Jazz Guitar Collective. So you know he isn't the only strummer or plucker. When Herb Ellis heard this disc, he said, "The ensemble work is outstanding. The harmony lines are inventive. The solos are excellent and distinctive." I got to give this an A+. Well, if that was good enough for Herb Ellis, I can only add that it's to tell you that Howard Alden and Jimmy Bruno play with Frank Viola play the other guitars. Howard and Jimmy play electric guitar, whilst Frank Viola plays acoustic. The order of solos on the track is Bruno, Alden and Vignola, and they play the classic Benny Goodman Charlie Christian track 7:11.
Thank you.
shades of Charlie Christian indeed there. 7-11, played by the Concord Jazz Guitar Ensemble, and it was recorded at the Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, California, 23rd or 24th of May 1995. I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. Despite the fact that she recorded some 17 albums, Susanna McCortle is a vocalist we don't hear too often now. Perhaps her untimely and tragic death on the 19th of May, some 23 years ago, occurred before she had consolidated her music in the minds of the jazz-listening public. Her performances were particularly strong with ballads and with songs from the Great American Songbook. The next track, we hear words on a Lewis Bonfer composition, which normally we hear in instrumental form. The track is Mana di Carnival, although Susanna has given it a subsidiary title, Sunrise. The musicians with Susanna are Scott Hamilton, tenor, Emily Remner on guitar, Dennis Irwin, bass, and a percussionist who goes under the name of Cafe. It was recorded in February 1990. Mana di Carnival.
Mania tan bonita mania de dia feliz que chegou, o sol no céu surgiu em caracol. Volta o sonho então ao coração. Depois deste dia feliz, não sei se outro dia haverá. Amanhã tão bela afinal, manhã de sea. till it fills the whole sky. Lavender, rose and gold, the colors of dawn unfold. Sweet moment you long to hold as it passes by. And now, with the mountains aglow, the sun bursts from under the sea. Yesterday's past, a new day at last. A new day unfolds for me. And my heart leaps as high as the sun in the sky. I'm so happy that I want to cry.
Susanna McCourtle. I'm going to return to my survey of the new reissues which have occurred over the last couple of months. When the next reissue was first released in the 1960s as a 4LP set, it was received with much acclaim. Now, although I certainly regard it as still a most important historical jazz recording collection, I wonder if many of today's listeners question what all the fuss was about. The set, Fletcher Henderson, A Study in Frustration, is once again available as a 3-CD set on Paul Winners Records, PWR 27380. The collection covers Henderson's recordings from August 1923 to May 1938. Certainly, as we shall see when I give the personnel, many jazz giants were featured in Henderson's groups, and I feel obliged to say that, in my opinion, the set has a place in any serious jazz collection. A couple of selections then to give you a flavour of the importance of this issue. First, from March 1928, with Coleman Hawkins still in the ensemble, we have King Porter Stomp. And following, from 1936, when Henderson himself was doing much arranging work for other band leaders, including Benny Goodman. On King Porter Stomp, the lineup is Bobby Stark, Russell Smith, Jim Smith, and on trumpets, with Benny Morton, Jimmy Harrison on trombones, Bob Popple, alto, and on possibly baritone sax. Buster Bailey is on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins tenor, Fletcher Henderson plays piano, Charlie Dixon banjo, Junie Cobb tuba, and Kaiser Marshall on drums. And it was recorded in New York City on the 14th of March 1928. On the second track, which is Blue Lou, the personnel has changed, again with some giants of jazz there. Dick Vance, Roy Eldridge, Joe Thomas on trumpets, Ed Cuffey and Fernando Arbello on trombones, Buster Bailey still there on clarinet, Scoops Carey on alto, Elmer Williams and Chu Berry on tenor sax, Horace Henderson, that's Fletcher Henderson's brother, on piano, Bob Lassay on guitar, John Kirby on bass, and Big Sid Catlett on drums. The recording for that was in Chicago on the 27th of March 1936. So first King Porter Stomp, followed by Blue Lou. Thank you. Two selections there from the recently reissued Fletcher Henderson A Study in Frustration set, with some important music contained thereon. You are listening to Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here presenting this second hour. Returning to my original comments today concerning tune titles, there are quite a few compositions in the jazz discographies where the meaning is quite difficult to comprehend, and the fundamental ideas behind the naming or description is lost to those who conceived the tune in the first instance. Others, with a little thought and research, can be resolved. One such recording came my way recently. The Belgian tenor player and flautist Bobby Jasper used a recording session in which the track was called Memories of Dick. Without prior knowledge, the question was, who was the subject matter on the piece? The discographies showed the recording was made in Paris at the end of December 1955. A little knowledge of jazz suggested that only one jazz personality with that Christian name, with the Christian name Richard, was in the news around that time. The ill-fated, impressive newcomer was pianist Dick Twardzik. And we're going to listen to the track that was conceived by Bobby Jasper in memory of Dick. It's played by the Bobby Jasper All-Stars, with Bobby Jasper tenor and flute, René Ortrega piano, Benoit Quercin bass, and Jean-Louis Vialli on drums. As I mentioned, recorded in Paris the 27th or 29th of December 1955. Memory of Dick. Boston, USA, on the 30th of April 1931, Tausig served his musical apprenticeship in groups which included Serge Chaloff and recordings with Charlie Parker. He was in Europe in 1955 to join a tour with Chet Baker. Sadly, he died after a drugs overdose in a Paris hotel on the 21st of October 1955, aged just 24. His last studio recording date was in Paris on the 14th of December, just a week before the fateful day, 14th of October 1955. And I thought we ought to hear a selection from Dick Twardzik. From this studio session, here is a Chet Baker with a Dick Twardzik on piano and Twardzik's composition, The Girl from Greenland. Chet Baker is trumpet, of course, Dick Twardzik piano, Jimmy Bond bass and Peter Lippman drums. Recorded in Paris on the 14th of October 1955, The Girl from Greenland.
Thank you.
I feel sure you might agree with me that the early death of Dick Twardzik robbed jazz of a very forward-looking young man who certainly had ideas well in advance of the 1955. Regretfully, also, his discography is rather limited, as you can well imagine. That was his composition, The Girl from Greenland. A big band track on the turntable now, although the sleeve refers to it as the Wee Big Band. It would appear, however, to have all the credentials, as the title of choice refers to a city which has some pedigree as far as big band performances are concerned. The track is Kansas City Nights, and it's played by the Jim Galloway Big Band, who, amongst his lineup, has a couple or so of special guests. On piano, J. Mike Shan. On trombone, MacPherson. I can't remember the guy's name. Oh, Fraser MacPherson. And on tenor, not on trombone, with Jake Hanna providing support on the drums. The recording was made at the Montreal Bistro in Toronto, Canada, on the 24th of April 1993. And the big band associated city comes out as Kansas City Nights. We'll be right back. Mike Coates here saying thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show and you can join us next week at 1 p.m.